This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan. Yeah.
This is going to be a fun one tonight. The vibes are back, and I'm right back for another five-hour KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk to me. We're going to talk about the Let It Happen Mets, yes. They almost let it happen today. Juan Soto got his money's worth. And you'll see that on SportsCenter. The New York Yankees are not swept. The New York Yankees are not firing Aaron Boone. The New York Yankees get a win, getting out of Globe Life, getting on a happy flight back to New York where they'll face that other team from Texas that we all hate, the Houston Astros. Man, we'll unpack a lot of different things tonight. We'll talk football as well. I got plenty of time. You got me till midnight. Start with the Mets. You know, earlier this week when I was on, I was trying to tell you that the Mets are being shielded by the New York Yankees. That the test of who is big bro, little bro, and I don't even like to get into all that. But the test of who is actually Lil Bro isn't even talked about when they're struggling because Big Bro is struggling. And I guess that's what brothers are for. My brother's keeper. The Yankees took all of the slander, all of the conversation, whether it's here at WFAN, the other station, TV, ESPN, MLB Network, SportsCenter, as I already mentioned. Like, everywhere you looked, it's talk about the Yankees. They're sloppy. They don't play fundamental baseball. Aaron Boone, it's time for Aaron Boone to go. Brian Cashman made all these moves at the okay, but right across town, the New York Mets are in the same spot as the Yankees as far as championship aspirations. A higher payroll. They go out and sign the largest contract in the history of sports. They have an owner who talks about winning multiple World Series. Challenges the fan base, tells the fans, hey, I spent money, you better come out. And the fans do. The fans do. But then they let the fans down. That home field advantage that the Mets had, it's not there anymore. That feel that you had of something special brewing in Queens. Well, yeah, something special was brewing in Queens for the Guardians coming out of the deadline where people were calling me saying, hey, they should trade for Jose Ramirez. You know, the Guardians don't have Emmanuel Clase. They lost their closer to gambling allegations. Luis L. Ortiz, a starter, to gambling. Like, this is a team right now, after the deadline, they didn't sell all their pieces, and they're a scrappy team that the Mets should be able to get a game off of, that the Mets should be able to beat. But I was telling you earlier in this week, hey, if all the calls and conversation to the fan and all the talk online is about the Yankees and how the Yankees are failing and how the Yankees are struggling, let's spread some of that over to the LGM. Because they're supposed to have this potent lineup. All we heard was how this is the best lineup in baseball, or one of them, right? The owner comes out and tweets about a Fab Four. What has the Fab Four done? Lindor has been in a bad one. Maybe it's the pinky toe. Alonso started to come alive a little bit, chasing down that record. I'll leave him out of it because he actually came around this week coming home and whatnot. But, I mean, the Mets get swept by the Padres. Then they lose 2 out of 3 to the Giants, a team that they helped at the deadline. And then they get swept by the Guardians. How are you not panicking when you look at this rotation or lack thereof with guys like Frankie Montas, who you paid? What are you really going to get out of Frankie Montas, who started the season late? Kodai Senga, who's been hurt. He doesn't go deep into games. Clay Holmes in his first year as a starter. You can't really trust him. David Peterson on the mound. That's the main guy, right? That's the guy that you can expect to give you some length. And that's the guy that you expected today to be the stopper, right? That's the guy today you show up, as I just heard Sean Morash say, it was camp day. You know, there's kids in the ballpark. You show up there expecting David Peterson to hold it down. And as I'm listening to the fan today, manager Carlos Mendoza, he's not ducking. He joins Sal Licata. He tells you they got to work on it. They got to get it done. They're in it. They understand. This is New York. Well, is it? Is it? They changed the lineup again. They put Lindor at the top of the lineup. Wasn't working with Nimmo. Didn't work with Marte. Cedric Mullins is in the lineup. Didn't matter because they got no hit. They were on the precipice of history. You know what I'm saying? Like, watching that game today, I'm like, no, they can't let it happen. Losers let it happen. Winners make it happen. And, hey, Juan Soto, he's an interesting cat, man. Juan Soto was shuffling in June. Juan Soto was the player of the month in June. Yeah, when he was thinking he was going to get a $100K bonus for making the All-Star team, when he was thinking he was going to go to the All-Star game with his buddies. Not this year. Where has he been? Oh, I forgot. He had the foot injury. From the West Coast trip, too. Maybe he's not right. But he's grounding out, not hustling. He's asleep out in right field. But when you needed him most, game on the line, he gave you his J.D. Martinez moment. He homered. And I said, you know, as you watch SportsCenter, they're telling you that the Yankees are the White Sox. As far as June 1st or June 13th, how many games the Yankees have won is the same amount as the White Sox. And how bad it is for the Yankees, because the world looks at the Yankees and all the talent they have and Aaron Judge coming back and a team that was in the World Series last year. And I know we don't celebrate appearances. We don't care. They lost. But the world looks at the Yankees and says, hey, they were in the World Series last year. Hey, they were in first place this year. What's going on over there? And I think the Yankees have enough in their lineup and enough in their pitching to right the ship. I don't know if the Mets have it. 888-808-1019. Because if your high-priced offense is not coming through, and then the baby Mets are not coming through, and you're finding ways to lose. The offense was pitiful. I don't know how many innings it was, because it didn't. It wasn't just today. It went back to last night. It's not good enough. And if you're a Met fan, you should be furious. You should be upset. You should be mad. You were challenged by the owner to come to the ballpark, and you have. You celebrated the signing of Juan Soto like it was a World Series win. There was a mini parade. They made a mini movie about signing Juan Soto. And maybe that's part of the problem here. Juan Soto has his own suite. Juan Soto has a security detail. Juan Soto's mom has her own allowance for clothing. Juan Soto was given the world to join the Mets. And he hasn't been one of the top players in baseball. You can look at his numbers. He's been pretty bad. He hasn't been himself. He hasn't been clutch at all. So they're booing him now. And he deserves the boos. But he's got a smile on his face. He's got a smirk laughing it off because you know what? The money's in the bank. Got him. Got him. I'm all good. You can boo me. I'm the richest guy in the sport. Well, money can't buy you love. And if you love the Mets and you love baseball, you want to see this team perform. But I think internally there's something going on there. Pete Alonso is going to opt out. They paid him. Pete Alonso's got the same agent as Juan Soto. Pete Alonso's going to ask for the same type of money and deal as Juan Soto. Hey, I need a suite too. I need all that too. My mom needs a clothing allowance. But yeah, on a day like today, man, I was counting down the outs. I'm like, no way are they about to get no hit in their building. And, you know, a lot of people want to fight me online, and I get it. You don't want to hear it from me. Shoot the messenger. I'm the Yankee guy. I'm a Yankee fan. Bleacher creature. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever. I'm a baseball fan. I'm a radio host on The Fan. I got to watch the Mets. I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I'm concerned. And I'm wondering why you're more concerned about the Yankees than your own squad. You don't have a starting pitcher that can go further than the sixth inning. And as we get deeper in the season, that's a recipe for disaster. You've got a super pen. Okay, they can get got to. All that money spent on Brandon Nimmo, Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, and those guys lead the league in runners left in scoring position. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. I don't know how many innings, 13, 14 innings without a hit in your building? I would be looking for the next Pablo Sanchez backyard sports mascot, Elmo mascot. Go ahead and go back to Grimace. He's got a seat in the building. I'd be looking for anything that could conjure up the rally pimp playoff pumpkin. Hell, have one of the players make a song like Candelita. They need some type of vibes. I thought the Shankla, the new home run celebration sandal was going to do something. No, they're in a bad one. And listen, you're expected to get to the World Series. It's not good enough to just make the postseason. You're expected to win your division. And I guess lucky for the Mets, you know, the Phillies lost today. 888-808-1019. The Yankees won today. I buried the lead, I know. But if you've been listening to the station, you heard Sean talk about it. You heard Emmanuel talk about it. Maybe you heard Dave Sims and Susan Waldman call the game. I am happy, but I am not going to jump to any type of conclusion, say this team is back, say that this is a game for the championship DVD. It was a game they had to have. They didn't blow them out. It was a game that they had to have. They played a clean game. It was a game that they had to have. And there were a lot of different themes in this game. Let's go back to last night. Let's go back to the last two nights. I guess it took Devin Williams blowing the series to find our closer. Yes. Thank God that is over. Yes. Closure. No more Devin Williams. Not with the game tied. Not high leverage. Not late in the game. Definitely not the ninth. Devin Williams can come in when the Yankees are losing. And he can work on his airbender. He's got two pitches. But you know what? David Bednar's got three. Fastball, curveball, splitter. And you know what? That guy's got cojones. Guts. We'll start there with this game because the Yankees found their closer. David, put him to Bednar. I love watching that. Even though I was shook, even though I was scared, even though I was saying, get Camilo Duvall in the game right now for the last out, please. He's losing it. 40-some pitches. Yeah, 42 pitches, the most pitches he's thrown in 3 years. Jack Curry saying that's the biggest game he's entered in. Yeah, because the Yankees are playing for the tiebreaker. Got it. The Yankees are playing to stay in the wild card picture. Got it. The Yankees are playing potentially because some of y'all are calling me last night saying they should fire Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone was managing for his life and the players were playing for their manager. This team, I don't believe, would be sparked by Aaron Boone being fired. I think this is the type of team that would go in the tank. I feel like Aaron Boone today, and you heard David Cone talk about it, right? Bruce Bochy managing with some urgency. Jack Leiter's pitch count gets up. He gets into some trouble. He takes him out of the game. We'll go to a bullpen game. We already won the series. I'll manage this the rest of the way. And Aaron Boone managed his ass off today. Like, give him some credit. I mean, the difference in the game is the Goldie pinch hit homer. As they're talking about how hard it is to hit home runs out there in Globe Life. Brand new ballpark. Air conditioning. I don't know what the elements are. I've never been out there. But Goldie got two homers in there this series this week. And you need that guy. You don't have that many good right-handed hitters. Judge is working his way back. Good to see Judge get a hit and be back. But yeah, Boone was on it. And I think the biggest thing is obviously that pinch hit, but then going to Bednar and then even coming out and talking to him. They just met each other in Miami. We are in a situation where Devin Williams can't be the closer anymore. David Bednar says, I want to be the closer this year and next year. I'm in New York. I'm a Pittsburgh guy. I seen a video of this guy chugging beers at the Steelers game. That's a man's man. I like that. I like that this guy told Boone, I got it. No, don't take me out. I want this last out. He got jobbed. You guys saw it. These umpires are terrible all the time. It's standard. ABS, ASAP. And he didn't let it bother him. He overcame it. Now, Carlos Rodon, sometimes he's not able to overcome some things. It is what it is with Carlos Rodon. That's why also I'm not running and jumping to any conclusions because I didn't have any faith in Carlos Rodon today. I told you last night, I'm like, a game where we need to stop the bleeding, a game where we need to win, to not get swept, to, you know, have the time. I'm like, I don't feel so great about Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon with the walks, Carlos Rodon, you know, ball drops in no man's land, whatever. I'm not going to get on Carlos Rodon because they got the win. But when you look at the Yankees pitching, the bullpen now is going to be in a better place. The starters got to absolutely come through. Aaron Boone pressed the right buttons. Didn't want to go to Mark Leiter Jr. yesterday because Mark Leiter Jr. hadn't pitched in a while. I saw him pitch in Somerset on Saturday. He's fine. And he was the beneficiary of some good luck. He had run into bad luck so many times this season. Double play. I mean, the Yankees defense, there was one error. Catcher's interference on Ben Rice as he came, you know, behind the plate after the switch with Goldie coming in. It is what it is. You know, they were able to wiggle out of it. But the Yankees' defense was clean. How about Anthony Volpe? Volpe's not the whipping boy anymore. You got to support him. You know, I feel like he went to hell and back. In that Miami series, we saw him go dark. Evil Volpe. Hit the silencer. But he's played up, man. He's played sharp. He's hustled. He drove in the first run. He's been there throwing the ball. He's not spiking the ball anymore. The Yankees' defense was clean. You go Mark Leiter Jr., Tim Hill, even De Los Santos, Yerry De Los Santos. Yerry, shout out to him. He's a guy you forget that you even have. And there's more help on the way. Fernando Cruz is coming back. Like, the Yankees' bullpen is in a better spot. They don't owe Devin Williams anything. And I feel like that experiment is done. He's around. You're going to probably see him pitch at some point. I don't think they're going to use him in high leverage. You don't have to. You've got other guys that can get it done, and you found your closer. Today was a good day for the Yankee fan to watch a game and feel alive, feel a little bit of life, feel like your manager was managing for his life, and the moves were working, and the chess game between him and Bochy, he won. He won. So good for Aaron Boone, good for the New York Yankees to get a win. But, hey, don't start patting yourselves on the back too much. Here come the Houston Astros. They love to play in Yankee Stadium. Here comes Old Timers Day, celebrating the 25 years since the Subway Series World Series win. It's going to be packed. It's going to be packed. So you got to keep it going. You got to keep it rolling. Young guy Cam Schlittler on the mound next. We'll get into it. We'll talk Mets. We'll talk Yankees. I'll take your calls. We'll focus on these series that just ended, these two day games, as the Mets almost get no hit. It was almost historic. I think everybody in baseball was saying, hey, tune in. Tune in right now. The Guardians are on the precipice of history. But Juan Soto gets it done against Williams. Gavin Williams, good for Gavin Williams. I mean, he was up there. He came back out with like 111 pitches in the ninth, finishes with 126. But yeah, we'll talk about the Mets and the Mets issues. It is time to get a little bit louder about what's going on in Queens. This is a team that now the trade deadline is over. You didn't add a starter. You added one bat. He's platooning. You added a couple relievers here, but like, is that going to be enough? No, you need the guys that you pay to hit home runs and drive in runs to hit home runs and drive in runs. And for the Yankees, they have the talent, man. You heard Boone say it on Talking Yanks. I feel like this is one of the most talented teams we've had in years. Okay, talk is cheap. Enough now. Put it together. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Mets and the Yankees. We'll get to the Giants, the Jets, NFL conversation. We'll look all around Major League Baseball as well. I got time. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus, free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Okay, we're in there. Another KM to AM on The Fan in New York. It's going to be a fun one. Can't wait to talk to you. Dial 888-808-1019. I feel like, you know, it was a tough week for both fan bases, and misery loves company. Yup, we're going to suffer together. We're going to pull each other down together. But obviously today, with the Yankees not getting swept and getting a win, the Yankee fan feels a little bit better than the Met fan. But what I will say, and shout out to Ben in my chat, Ben from the Sports Pod, he's like, this has to be rock bottom for both teams. And I said, I don't know about that. Not today, right? Rock bottom for the Yankees was Friday. And then really Saturday, Sunday. But Friday losing that game and then going on to be swept by the Marlins for the first time ever, I feel like that was probably the rock bottom moment of the season. And then today for the Mets, to be swept by the Guardians in your building and be a couple outs away from being no hit, like that is like a reality check. Like, this is not working. What is going on? Something's got to give. Something's got to change. This is not what we signed up for. Let's go to Frankie out on Long Island first. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm just going to say it. This Mets team is soft. They don't have a heart, as Frank the Tank would say. This team can't hit. They're not clutch. And as of recently, they can't pitch. The other night, Sean Manaea, he looks like the ace he was last year. Goes back out for, what was it, the sixth inning? Blows up in his face. Absolutely terrible. And then they give you that. Then they give you that fight that they're coming back. They're coming back. But no, disappointment hits when Brett Bates throws that ball into right field. And then today, we almost get no hit, but magically Juan Soto comes out of nowhere and hits a home run. Listen, we could have used that home run last night or the night before.
Yeah, but, to tie that game 3-2, you could have used that Juan solo shot when it was 3-2 the other night.
I'm so done with this team. You go out. We need a starting. We need a good starting pitcher, a one or a two. Listen, the Mets took a good deadline, but I do not think they did enough. I do not like the Cedric Mullins acquisition because if you look at his overall numbers this year, what is he batting? 209. Listen, all these guys say, oh, since June he's batting 290. I don't care. Look at his overall numbers. He's not good offensively this season. And then Ryan Helsley has been great so far. He's been okay so far.
Tyler Rogers okay. Good too, but he gave up a run the other night.
That's what I mean. They're having too many blow up innings, and that's what loses you games. And this team,
they're not scoring enough runs. They're not scoring enough runs. The stops right there. You're not beating anybody scoring one run, two runs. Like that, it's not what you expect when you do sign a Juan Soto. Frankie, thanks for the call. Let's go back. Like Sean Manaea implodes. Sean Manaea is a guy that you brought back, that you paid, that you waited on, that you're expecting to be what he was last year. That mojo is gone. When you went to San Diego, he looked awfully excited to see Jose Iglesias. He's missing his boy. That was those OMG Mets. But David Stern said, we don't need to bring back Jose Iglesias. We don't need to go back to that. Let's let this team be something new this year. These are the Juan Soto Mets. And there was a whole few months long parade of Juan Soto choosing the Mets and how Juan Soto chose the Mets because the Mets are a family destination and they're building a dynasty and they're big brother in town and Steve Cohen's the new George Steinbrenner and all this other nonsense. He took the highest offer. And you know what? Money is the root of all evil. That greed, that's not always... The best thing for a team. If you don't think that some of them look at Juan Soto like, bro, you make a ton of money. You make $90,000 per at bat to kill worms. You make $90,000 per at bat. You can't hustle to first. You make $900,000 a series and you're asleep out in right field. It's not good enough. You're supposed to carry. What happened? Last year, you were third in AL MVP voting. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be a little bit of that. I think that this team's chemistry is not there. Lindor should have made him the captain. Should have let David Wright say. And now I am passing the torch to the new Mets captain, Francisco Lindor. Maybe he's still feeling that. Maybe he thought, nope. And Pete Alonso's coming back around. He's going to break the record. He's going to smash the record. And then you know what he's going to do? He's going to opt out. And Scott Boras is going to say, hey, yeah, so remember we were doing the whole Juan Soto negotiation. Then Pete's going to have other suitors this year. So, you know, they got to figure it out fast. I'm not seeing the fight from this team. I'm not seeing the chemistry from this team. I dubbed them the make it happen Mets because there were so many times they made it happen. They did have the fight. They did come back. They did play clean baseball. You know, a couple nights ago, you send Tyrone Taylor. In your building, you put the pressure on them. in your building with the opportunity to walk it off in front of your fans in the ninth with speed on the bags, what'd you put him in the game for? To hold him up? No. Put the pressure on Carlos Santana, who is not making that throw, who dropped the ball, right? No, but you're talking about, oh, well, we knew who was coming up next inning. You're acting like these guys are on a tear. Yeah, they're coming up, but they're not hitting. They're not like, they're the names on the back of the jerseys, but they're not producing like you need them to produce. You need that run. The Mets are struggling to score runs. You need that run. And then Brett Beatty can't throw the ball away. And it's a game of inches. And a team like the Guardians, that's how they play. A team like the Guardians, they're scrappy like that. So you end up getting swept in your building, swept again. How many times have Mets been swept this year? So you're not getting those feelings that you had last year of the grimace Mets, the OMG Mets. They need something else. They need some kind of new gimmick. I don't know. I know what they need to do. Listen, next game, let the Bronx win the mascot race. Enough already. Let the giraffe win. Let the Bronx get a victory. Maybe that'll change up the mojo. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan next. What's up, Josh?
That's awesome, baby. I'm telling you. What happened to the make it happen of the Mets? You know, you call them the make it happen Mets, and nothing's happening. Everything is flat, man. I mean, you know, you need the W, man, just like the Yankees. And I'm going to tell you something. When the Yankees come home and they play the Houston Astros, man, they better be up for it because they'll be in the same position that the Mets were if they got, you know, if they get swept, unfortunately, I don't mean to bring that up, but let's play with the same intensity that they played today down in the heart of Texas and bring that back up to the Bronx.
Thanks for the call, Josh. They will. They will. There's something about the Astros coming to town that just puts a different energy in Yankee Stadium. Those F. Altuve chants are going to ring off. Cheater chants are going to ring off. The boos are going to be loud. The Bronx cheer. And I mean, if the Yankees don't get right, they'll get booed too. I am so glad that they won. Because I was talking to Fleegs last night, and I think Big Mac was in here too, and we mentioned it as we kind of passed, and I listened to Big Mac's show. We were talking about like how toxic the ballpark was going to be if the Yankees get swept by the Marlins, swept by the Rangers, fall out of the postseason, out of the wild card spot, lose the tiebreaker to the Rangers, and then come home with Aaron Boone still the manager. It was going to be, one of those just weird energies in that building. That's not the case now. It's Friday night in the boogie down Bronx, and the Astros come to town. And if the Yankees can hit and pitch and play clean baseball again and manage with a sense of urgency, which they literally have to do the rest of the way, you lost too many games. You lost way too many games. Urgency. Urgency is the key word. That's what we felt all game today. The Mets need to have a sense of urgency. The Mets can't just roll out there and say, oh, we're the make-it-happen Mets. We're not. You're not. And I like the fans booing Juan Soto. I like the fans getting uneasy. Put pressure on them. Right? You've been waiting for the Mets to be at the big boy table. You've been waiting for the Mets to have the same type of expectations as the New York Yankees. I'll tell you one thing, though. If Gavin Williams no-hit the Yankees in Yankee Stadium with two outs in the ninth, there would be no standing ovation for him. There would be no standing ovation for that. Nah, what? What? Harold's in AC, Atlantic City on the Fan in NYC. What's up, Harold?
What's up, Keith? Thanks for taking my call, bro.
You got it.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I only call when we win, so it's been a little while.
Understood, yeah.
So, real quick, I just want to talk about Aaron Boone and the win. I mean, I'm with you. I'm glad we won. We needed it, but I don't want it to get lost that this was a dreadful road trip. Overall, it was bad. So, I'm listening to Marash about an hour ago. I couldn't get on with him, but he was talking about Boone finally managed from his gut and all of this and that. And I want to believe that, but part of me believes that Boone just had less buttons to push to mess up with tonight. He didn't have everybody available. He kind of had to work with what he had, and it happened to work out. Like, well, for example, if Judge was still out, who do you think he would have pinched, Stanton or Goldschmidt?
If Judge wasn't in the lineup, if Judge was still out, would he have put Stanton in that spot? instead of Goldschmidt. No, it was a lefty. I think he wanted that matchup, and he wanted Goldie in, and then Goldie goes to first, and then Ben Rice goes to catcher. Stanton is a DH only. I don't think he would have been going for Stanton there.
All right, fair enough. You're probably right about that. But same thing with the pitching. Like, there's just guys that weren't there. Like, we're obviously, if he's a, unless he's an idiot, he's not going to put Williams out there for a while.
But that's what it was. Thanks for the call, Harold. There was no option to build up Devin Williams' confidence. There was no option to go to your quote-unquote closer. Last week, when they got all of these arms, last week when the trade deadline passed, Aaron Boone got on that podium and told the world, Devin Williams is my closer. I got on the fan and I said, no, he's not. Cashman solved that problem. This has been a problem all year. He was the closer, lost the closer spot. Luke Weaver took it over. Luke Weaver got hurt. He got it back, started calling his own pitches, and he had a decent little stretch, but he's still wild shaky. I still don't trust him. He doesn't have the body language. He doesn't have the stomach for it. That's not my closer if I'm trying to win games. It felt like Clay Holmes all over again, and Clay Holmes actually better. Like, they just ran Clay Holmes out there to blow saves over and over and over again because that's what they do. They die hard on their trades and their roster decisions, and that's what they were doing with Devin Williams, Harold. So when you say that today he had less buttons to push, he could not push that Devin Williams button. Devin Williams was down, and I hope he does not ever think to push that Devin Williams button in a tied game with a lead anywhere past the seventh inning. 888-808-1019. John is in Massbeth on the fan next. What's up, John?
Keith, what's good, man?
You know, hanging out, watching the Somerset Patriots on, yes.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah, so, you know, the Wentz has been distracted today for this fact that Aaron Boone still sucked, shouldn't have his job. And, you know, it's just an ever-revolving door, you know. We won today. He did the right thing, keeping Benner in. But you know what? Give it 7 to 10 days, we're probably going to hit a new rock bottom, you know. We'll probably get swept by the Astros.
Nah.
Something's going to happen in the next 10 days where it's going to be like, well, here we go again, you know. Probably going to put Devin Williams in a high leverage situation.
Nah.
And crap the bet again. But, I mean, it's just a continuing thing. It's like, you know, it's just...
This is it. This is it, man. This is it. Thanks for the call, John. This is it, okay? Didn't you see Aaron Boone on Talking Yanks? He looked like a defeated man. Yeah, you know, I guess we do got to, you know, just focus on some of the hard truths. Yeah, you know, Friday night, the guys, I got on Saturday. And what did I tell you Saturday? I said, these guys were hungover from Friday. I said, you ever have a hangover that you can't shake all day Saturday where you're just in the house, in the bed, you can't do anything? That was the Yankees. They couldn't do anything Saturday. They couldn't score a run. Augustine Ramirez had a revenge game, hit 2 home runs. That beat them. The Yankees feeling sorry for themselves is crazy to me. Because they walk around like they're the dynasty Yanks. They walk around like they're, like they three-peated. Like, you know, and Aaron Boone being the manager, being the face of all of this, like, Boone, your job is to rally the troops. Your job is to manage these guys' emotions and expectations and say, hey, put it behind you. We got a game to play today. We got to go out there and get it done. But I also told y'all Saturday we were on sweep alert. I knew we were on sweep alert. Cam Schlittler, as I'm watching the Patriots not right now, the Somerset Patriots, and shout out to them, first-class organization. I appreciate all the love. Cam Schlittler, not too long ago, was pitching to Augustine Ramirez for the Patriots. So when he's going up against his former catcher, Bamba, twice, beat. And then Luis Gil coming back. I'm like, Luis Gil's first outing back with these guys defeated, these guys running into outs, you know, Jazz. Jazz just with one of the dumbest plays you'll ever see, and then doubling down on it and saying that he would have done it again. It's ridiculous, but it's in the past, man. It's done. This is it, okay? Aaron Boone is hearing people call for his job last night. This is it, okay? You can't have another 5-game losing streak. You can't make stupid decisions that lead to blow. You don't have any games left. You don't have any games left. You had a 7-game lead in first place. It is time to play with your hair on fire. You know, Ben Rice talking about, yeah, maybe it would be good for us to have a sense of urgency. You think now? Now that we're a week into August? Now? Yeah. Judge is back. Judge, you know, good returns from Judge's rest. He's playing catch. I expect Judge to get back into right field at some point. They're not getting swept by the Astros. They're going to compete against the Astros. I know the Astros are good. I know the Astros are good. I don't expect them to get swept at home because also Old Timers Day comes around and, you know, Derek Jeter won't be there. That's fine. But there will be other Yankees that have won in that building. And the conversations that they will have with the players, the Old Timers Day game actually coming back where they're going to play, where the game is at 2:05 on Saturday and the festivities kick off at like 11, 11:30, get there early. But like that type of energy, I hope that it awakes the ghost of the Bronx, the ghost of Yankee Stadium past. I hope that these guys look at these Yankees. They show their championship rings. They see these old guys in pinstripes that they used to watch growing up. Some of these guys that they see at spring training. And they realize you got this entire fan base and all these players from the past relying on you. You have to get to October. You have to go on a run. You were in the World Series last year and got embarrassed. What happened to being hell-bent on being a champion, Aaron Boone? Like, this is it. This is it. Because after this, if there's another bad stretch, you get swept, you blow some games with bullpen decisions, guys don't hit or whatever, then yeah, head's got to roll. Moose is in Jamaica on the fan next. What's up, Moose?
Yo, Keith, what it do?
Hanging out, you know, talking the talk.
I hear that. Like I was explaining to C-Mac last night, it's kind of like that Missy Elliott song, Work It. You do or you don't, or you will or you won't, ya? Like, I can't, like, I honestly, Keith, I can't blame Boone, Cashman, or Howe for what they do because, like, we're not a bum organization. We got ballers. We got players. They got it. They just gotta perform. They just gotta execute. And it took what, four tries or maybe three tries. We had the lead and blew three leads in this past road trip. And the plan that Cashman with the trades and Boone, you know, putting them in the slots, the analytics spots, it finally worked.
It wasn't gonna blow up in our faces forever. Thanks for the call, Moose. Moose is always dropping some type of random hip hop reference, lyric, something. Missy Elliott. But yeah, you know, that Friday night game in Miami is a tough one to get over. It took them a couple days to get over it. And then Devin Williams blowing the game back to it's tough to overcome. The guys do the job. They got the game won. They're a couple outs away. That is tough to overcome. You can't let the team down. You can't let the team bleed out on behalf of Devin Williams' feelings. Enough with Devin Williams. It didn't work. Experiment over. Now, David Bednar, you can keep your beard. The rest of these guys, you can keep your beard. But that's it. Devin Williams rather be anywhere else in the world right now than a New York Yankee. He's not going to re-sign. He's not the closer. It didn't work. And I can't be mad at Cashman for taking a swing at that, going to get MLB Network's number one reliever, number one ranked reliever in baseball going into this season. But then Cashman fixed it. Like, he literally went out and got Doval and got Bednar, and you got to see Bednar today. Not the first day he landed with the team. Like, I don't think we talked enough about that. I heard Morash mention it. And the Yankees like to do this, and I think it's nonsense, but I guess it's trial by fire. It's, you know, sink or swim, fight or flight. You know, like I remember last year when Michael Tonkin joined the team in Milwaukee. Clay Holmes is obviously your closer. Clay Holmes goes out there, throws 10 pitches. He can't come out. In favor of Michael Tonkin, who landed at 2 a.m. that morning. These are baseball players, I know, but they're not robots, man. I know they play a lot of analytic numbers and computers and scripts and beep boop beep boop beep, but they're human beings. They gotta sleep properly. And also they gotta adjust to being around new people in a new uniform, a new team, new surroundings. And it's a ton of pressure walking into the New York Yankees in Marlins Park, where they usually have 4,000 people, but they sold out that place over the weekend. So you know what? They walked into a buzzsaw. And the Yankees script and schedule of, okay, these guys were inactive, waiting to be traded, and, you know, our bullpen is taxed. We're going to go to all of these guys and not, you know, deviate from that plan. It bit him in the ass. But that doesn't mean that now, oh, Cashman, get a refund on all that. No. Even with Jake Bird, I talked about that last night, Jake Bird being sent down. People trying to make like that's a bad thing. We'll see what happens with Rock Reggio. But you trade for a guy under control with options. Now he's in your system. Send him down and get him right. David Bednar doesn't need to be sent down. David Bednar showed you today that he can do it. Doval has looked good. All right, Mark Leiter Jr. is back. Ryan Yarbrough is on the way back. Fernando Cruz is on the way back. Judge is back. They have a ton of talent. And they have options. You saw they have a bench, right? They have options for Aaron Boone to manage. You can pinch hit Goldie against a lefty. You can stack the lineup against Patrick Corbin, right? You can put Ahmed Rosario in. You can put Jose Caballero in. You have some movable pieces to use to your advantage. This Yankees team, theoretically and on paper, they have enough pitching, enough hitting, enough of a bench, enough of a bullpen to compete in this American League. Here comes a big test this weekend against the Houston Astros. Here comes a big test this weekend against a nemesis that has owned us in the postseason X amount of years. And they just made moves at the deadline to bring Carlos Correa back. Last year, they signed Josh Hader. Like, they expect to get back to the ALCS and the World Series. Well, let's get a quick sparring match in our building this weekend. And maybe that's a preview for the 2025 ALCS. Who knows? Bob is in Los Angeles on the Fan next. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Keith. You know, I have some thoughts sort of about the overall state of the franchise, but one sort of quick factoid to share, which I think is, you know, take it for what it is. Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber combined luxury tax hit 2025, $45 million. DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Hicks, Marcus Stroman, tax hit not to play baseball, $44 million. That's Brian Cashman.
So what? Like, they're gone. You move on from it. The Yankees can afford it.
The way I'm looking at it after this last week or so, it really sort of came into focus for me that I think for the last 20 years, the Yankees that we knew, the 20th century Yankees, we haven't been a really special team. It's really been since 2004 that this Yankees team is just a team and not the team. And it's really sort of coming into focus now where, you know, they're just another team. And, sure. You know, it's kind of a bummer.
The league has closed the gap on us. Aaron Boone said that a few years back. When the Marlins are sweeping you in their building, yeah, you are just one of 30 teams. I know we all like to think that the Yankees are the elite and the mecca, but no, they were putting them side by side with you have won 24 games you know, 2 days ago. Since June 1st, you've won 24 games. That's what the White Sox have won. The White Sox were a historically bad team last year. It's not right. It is something flawed in the Yankees front office, the Yankees culture, but they're not done. They're not done. I'm not getting off the ride yet. Let's see where this thing goes. Maybe they need to have this course of being humbled to right the ship.
It seems to me like the last 20 years, the constant more than anything is not having a full-on Yankees kill, go for it at any cost. And I don't think that's ever coming back. So we may squeak out a American League pennant like last year, may squeak out a playoff win, may win a World Series. But it's just sort of really clear now that the Yankees that were the team of the 20th century, they don't have that in their DNA anymore, and it's gone, and it's not coming back.
Yeah, but not too many teams have it either. Thanks for the call, Bob. There's parity in the league. If you want to say it's the Dodgers, okay. And then if you want to say that, you know, the Yankees won't do what it takes at any cost, you just listed the players that they're not paying that they cut, and that is at a cost. Marcus Stroman, your services are no longer needed. Goodbye. DJ LeMahieu, enough with the feelings and friendships and just having you around because of the past. Goodbye. Aaron Hicks couldn't cut it. See you later. Josh Donaldson, see you later. Maybe Brian Cashman is getting there. Maybe Brian Cashman has gotten to the point in conjunction with Hal Steinbrenner, because Hal Steinbrenner obviously is the owner and it's his money. But maybe he's gotten there where he's like, okay, we did cut some corners. Yeah, we should have signed a third baseman. over the last couple years. It was wrong to think that a combination of Oswaldo Cabrera hurt, Oswald Peraza quadruple A, and DJ LeMahieu washed could get the job done with this team. So then they go and get Ryan McMahon. And he's under control. Okay, yeah, trying to piece it together with a bullpen that's got Jonathan Loaisiga, IL, Phantom IL, Scott Efros, Adios, DFA, you know, JT Brubaker, peace, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys that we've seen, they're not cutting it. We don't have any more time. I think a lot of you guys like to, you know, be finite every game, every week. Like, it is the NFL, and it's not. Like, nothing ends today. When Aaron Boone tells you they still, you know, hold the pen and can write the script, nothing is over yet. And I don't think, like, they need to win the division and have 100 wins and win the American League to just outright do it. You've seen teams get hot. You just played against the Texas Rangers. When they won the World Series, they failed. They lost the division. They became a wild card team that made moves at the deadline, got hot at the right time, played their best baseball, and you know what? Their stars performed. What I also feel this year is that Brian Cashman made moves to add more bats at the deadline, and specifically guys that could hit lefties, and also made moves in this offseason, the pivot from Juan Soto. And Yankee fans, I don't think you understand how much of a bullet we dodged by not paying Juan Soto that $760 million. As people tried to joke this week, oh, this is the team that thinks they're better without Juan Soto. Yeah, they are. They are. Especially for the long run. There are so many talented players on this team that wouldn't be on this team if you put that much money into one player who's all about himself and is not about the team, not about the clubhouse, and just smirks and walks around and doesn't care necessarily about winning. It's all about himself. Sorry, I had to take a shot at Juan Soto. It was right there. But what I'm getting at is this Yankees team has so many options of talented players, so many different things you could do with the lineup. It's just got to come together. And sometimes you got to go through it to get to it. The only way to it is to go through. Hit rock bottom. But there's something about this team. They have had so many highs of highs and lows of lows. And if Aaron Judge now is not down and can get back to right field and get back to hitting and they get back to the postseason, Stanton is ready. It ain't that far from now. If Judge can actually be the MVP caliber hitter that he is in the regular season this October, they can beat anybody in the American League. They can beat anybody in the National League. Now, I'm not selling you that dream. But what I'm telling you is, like, for us to talk about what the Yankees aren't and talk about money wasted, that's in the past. All we can do is look forward. Let's look forward to the next 4 hours of this show. No guests. You're the guest. Dial 888-808-1019. We got plenty to talk about with the Yankees and the Mets. We'll get to some Mets stuff. How about I do that? I'll talk a little bit about the Mets and the National League and their division and their schedule coming up. And what they have to do, since I took some shots at Juan Soto, we'll speak on that as well. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.